Good morning. Welcome to the July 7th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be asking why rationalism is a con. But before we begin, I just want to send some thanks and love to our brothers and sisters in Egypt. We are in awe of you. Thank you for showing us what heart and determination will do. And let me say from the start, power is so afraid of you. A lot of resources are being deployed behind scenes to sink your solidarity. I'm very afraid of the horrors it might unleash on you, particularly if you use your powers of organization to shut down the Suez and attempt to reclaim your country's resources to fuel a decentralized civic structure. I just want to say, I feel you. And if the professional left globally stands for anything of worth, it needs right now to begin organizing global support, which means planning a global general strike. You cannot be left to face this threat alone. That would be hideous. The primary thrust of our recent discussions have been on this issue of how can we support each other? What are the mechanisms that will allow us to have each other's backs globally so that we can align our actions with the actions of those who are withdrawing their labor, challenging coercion? And how do we begin developing those mechanisms? Or is the problem that we don't have a clear enough goal that unites our thoughts and acts? I believe that a focus on work provides this unity because it is what unifies us. All over the world, we are the subjects of those who harness our energy and harvest our energy for ends the people never determine. But the problem has advanced well beyond the ability of the ideology democracy to present itself credibly as the solution, well beyond the illusion that we're confronted by a problem of simple injustice. That is to say, a matter of exclusion of outsider groups to be solved by including them. The problem, on the contrary, has advanced to the degree that we can recognize that we're in fact facing a global totalitarian threat. This threat is not what makes this moment singular, however. Power has known at least since the insights of Jeremy Bentham that the installation of a class system had to be total, global, to be successful. The spread of fascism across Europe in the 1930s and 40s was not an isolated attempt, not an aberration, far from it. Power would not be power if it was not steadily moving toward this goal. Its every action and thought is informed by it. This steady movement toward a clear vision, and clear despite its manifesting itself in different versions, has effectively put a global population on lockdown, has almost achieved the freezing in place of class. In today's show, we'll continue challenging the official left to consider the destructiveness of their class-based assumptions, their reluctance to put forward a demand for the global end to the global wage work system. And through this discussion of why rationalism is a con, we'll hope to set the issue into clearer relief. And we'll be drawing on the page from the Nascent's website, Getting to Our Future Freedom, to examine why language is at the heart of this matter of our transformation.